Watch it, I fall, beginning to calm. The storm has been brewing, and who can I call? I'm back on my path, been broken in half, fulfilling the dream. Now look how they left. They thought it was over, had nothing to give. Gave them my soul, I put on the show, but still on the low. They said I wouldn't make it, they hated I find the strength of my mind. You struggle, been real, but look how I shine. I'm struggling still, but I'm on my grind. I thought it was water, but it looked like rain. Please understand all my joy and my pain. Hello, listener, inconsistently consistent podcast. I'm Eric, better known as Everything Real Is Known. Damn, I, you know what? I gotta thank God. And I'm getting chills as I'm saying this right now. Y'all can't see the chills, of course, but I gotta say, I gotta thank God that I'm here this week. I gotta thank God that I'm able to give y'all a show this week. Just because there was two attempts on my life. Y'all already know the story. I got a couple of jobs. Yes, this shit happened at my job. One of the jobs. So, look, I mean, I really got to thank God. And here's the crazier thing, right? I really been wanting a PlayStation 5, but I haven't been able to get one because I don't have the funds just yet. I'm working on it. You know what I mean? It's like a layaway plan. I'm working on it. I'm going to get it when I can get it. And then before, it was out of stock, so I couldn't get it. So I've been working on trying to get this PlayStation 5, but I just haven't been successful. But I had two attempts on my life involving PlayStation 5s. I know. So dumb, so trivial, like, you know, damn, you had two attempts on your life with motherfucking PlayStation 5s. Yes. One time I got threatened to be killed, and another time I was about to be robbed. So I got to thank God that I'm actually here. You know what? If you haven't talked to a person that you haven't talked to in a long time and you haven't told them you love them, you should probably pick that motherfucking phone up and tell them that you love them. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? Like, I think that we in society, we live in a sea of negativity. We really do. We live in a sea of negativity. Let me give you another example of some shit that happened to me this week. I'm open. I love trying to help people out. When I talk to people, I love giving them compliments and trying to build them up. But it always seems like, man, we cling to the most negative shit that is out there. If I told you, listener, that y'all fat, lazy, and y'all ain't worth shit, When y'all listening to me, if I told you some shit like that, you probably would cling on to it as opposed to me saying most of the time, I always thank you guys for listening and thank you guys for tuning into my show. But somehow me thanking you and saying I really appreciate you goes under the radar. But you're still hanging on to what I just said 2 seconds ago about you not being shit as a listener. Right? We hang on to negativity like it's a fucking life raft, like it's a fucking, you know, savior of all savior. We cling on to this negative energy and we expect positivity throughout the day. It's crazy, right? You can go throughout your whole day and someone would give you something positive to hang on to make you feel good about yourself, and you'll bypass it. Say, for instance, like a beautiful woman, right? Who hears that she's beautiful all the time, right? So she is waiting for someone to come with something different and say something different to energize her, to get her off her rocker, to make her be invested in that conversation. She is looking for someone else to come along and say something other than she is beautiful. But when you tell that same woman that she's ugly, she fucking clings on to that shit and be like, hold on a minute. Am I ugly? Wait a minute. I'm gonna go ask 50 other motherfuckers, am I ugly? You think I'm ugly? I'm gonna show you I'm gonna show you what it is. Like, this person called me ugly. And they cling on to this shit and they repeat it so many times to where it gets stuck in their brain and they actually think, man, it might be a part of me that's ugly. I'm not gonna say we all beautiful. Human beings and creatures out here, because we definitely do some ugly shit. We definitely do some fucked up shit out here. I'm not going to sit here and act like, you know, I'm the most perfect person and I always do the best thing. You know, I don't, right? There is parts of me that is ugly, right? But when someone comes up to me and they tell me, hey, you're ugly, or I don't like this part of your nose, or your lips is too big, or you're too black, or some bullshit like that, I would cling on to it. Or here's another one. You're fat, or you're overweight. I would cling on to that shit, and I would say, you know what? I got to go work out. I am putting on the pounds. Damn, look at me. I would start to take all my armor off in front of just this comment. I would take all my armor off and let whatever word or whatever thing or phrase that was said against me pierce the fuck out of me. And I would do something to change just because that one thing happened, right? So I started this episode thanking God, and I started this episode talking about like how I went through two situations where I was almost, my life was threatened at that point. You know what I mean? Like, and I just think like, God, man, we live in such such negative times. We really do. Like, I'm victim of it too, right? I do this shit too. Like, right? Like, I like watching the news, right? So some people are like, why do you like watching the news? It's all negative. It's all bad. Yeah, it is in a certain, it can be all bad, but it really depends on what it is that you're looking for. Me personally, the reason why I listen to the news is because I want to know what the fuck is going on in my area, right? I want to know what's happening in my world, in the world. I want to know. So if I travel there, it might be some shit that pops off. I don't want to run into the danger, or if it's some weather that's bad, I don't want to go there and be thinking that I'm about to have a great time with a great vacation and come to find out it's fucking raining the whole time there, right? So I watch the news for informational bits, right? But I find myself getting through all the negative stories and doing all the negative stories, and I find myself stopping the news when I get to the positive part. They put the positive part all the way at the fucking end of the shit. They'll give you a little summary and a recap. This is NBC News. If y'all haven't realized, I'm talking about NBC News. So this is NBC News, right? And I usually catch it on YouTube, YouTube University. There it is again. So I usually catch it there, right? And they'll give you a glimpse. They'll give you a breakdown of what the episode is about to be about. And you know the positive part is coming, but they don't start the shit with the positive part. They started with the negative, the most drama. Even down to this show, right? I've been doing something lately, and I don't know if you've noticed, listener, but I'm gonna let y'all in on behind the scenes, on the way I think, right? So I don't know why the fuck I just pointed to the back of my head, like my like my brain was back there, you know, right here. Okay. I wasn't trying to fuck up my dude. You know what I'm saying? I just got my dude done. So I wasn't trying to fuck up my dude. That's probably why I did that. But look, check it out. So with the news, right? I know it's coming. And oh, no, not with the news. No, I lost train of thought. So with this show, my bad. With this show, I've been doing something. So if you follow me on TikTok and Instagram and YouTube and all the other social media platforms, Facebook, if you're not following me, shame on you. But if you follow me, then you know that my clips and my sound bites usually have something to do with something negative or something shocking that I said with inside the episode, right? I've been doing this shit for like the last couple of seasons just to see like what's gonna happen if people cling on to it. And you know what? People fucking cling on to it. If I came to you and gave you a clip and said, you know what? I'm doing 1 million motherfucking views. I'm fucking kicking ass on fucking social media. I'm killing it right now. If I came on and gave you those sound bites and those clicks, right? You wouldn't give a fuck. You probably find something, you know, haterish to fucking go into. You would find that sea of negativity to sit in and to soak in. And to hang on to the negative shit. Who gives a fuck that he's doing 1 million views? You know, who cares that he's killing it online? I don't care. You will find that negativity. And that's just us as humans. We find the negativity regardless. We are sitting in a sea and hanging on to fucking negative words like life rafts. Like they're gonna save our lives. These negative words is gonna keep me afloat. And the positive shit is gonna drown me. It's gonna pull me to the motherfucking bottom of the ocean. And that's not where I wanna be. I wanna be at the top with the negativity. Think about that shit for a minute. Let it soak in, listener. We we cling to the negative shit quicker than we do the positive shit. If I tell my daughter she's doing excellent in school and I tell her, hey, you are fucking kicking ass, you're getting straight A's, in her head, thank you, I'm going to keep doing what it is that I'm doing, but thank you. But if I tell her, hey, you are fucking up in school, you need to get your shit together, I'm taking your phone, we got to fix this shit. Whole different change. She's going to cling on to it quicker. And it's the same thing with you, listener. If I tell you a bunch of negative shit and I keep telling you, hey, 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 this is what's happening, this is the drama, this is what's happening in my life, everything is falling apart. Even just by the intro song, you know that it's drama, it's something there with Inconsistently Consistent this season. You know that it's something there with the intro music. It's something about to happen. I'm about to talk about more of my life, more shit that I'm into, deeper shit that I should just not even be talking about on camera. You know it's gonna happen. So you're ready for that moment and you're sitting back and you're like, when am I gonna get this motherfucking moment? You're waiting for the negativity. But if I came here and just gave you nothing but positivity the whole fucking time, it wouldn't make a difference. You wouldn't care. Some people would cling to it and some people would actually do something with the positivity shit. But if I'm not giving you, you know, something to live by or something that could design your life in a better lifestyle, you wouldn't care. I could just be up on here spewing nothing but positivity and you wouldn't care until I start giving you the drama, until I start giving you the whole rundown of how I got to the top or how I faced so many challenges to get to where it is that I'm getting to. That's what you love. You, listener, love an underdog story. You love a sea of negativity. Now, I know y'all are sitting there like, damn, like, I know he's right, but shit, he ain't got to point it out. I do got to point it out because I've been doing a little experiment on you, listener, while you're listening. I've been doing something in the background. I've been being pretty sneaky with shit that I'm doing just because I want to see what the change will be once it happens. Once you know that now the light bulb is on, now you know that this is something that I do to get you to listen to my episodes or to get you to listen to what it is that I do. I told you. I am fully open and I am fully transparent. But I feel like with all the negativity that is out there, with everything that's happening out there, I feel like there's a shift coming, right? Because we as people, we love drama, right? But when it happens so close to home, to someone that you talk to every day, when it happens so close to home, it changes things. Suddenly, at that point, you don't want the negativity. Suddenly, at that point, you want shit to change. I say this because, like I said, when I started out this episode, man, if what would have happened, I wouldn't be here to even give you this story or even tell it to you. I wouldn't be here to the fact that I was thinking, all right, I really need to protect myself and I need to bear arms to go to work. I should be safe at work. I should feel like, man, nothing's going to happen at work, right? Obviously, there's shit that happens, you know, shit that's out of our control that we can't do anything about. Sure, right. But it's so much negativity that's going on, and we have overloaded the sea of negativity. I mean, we can't even see the bottom of the ocean anymore. It's so fucking negative in the sea that we are in, right? Everybody is just filling this shit out with the top of the fucking sea is filled with people just sitting on top of it in the negativity. We are sitting in this negativity so much that we as people, we don't see anything. We don't see it. When the positive comes along, we don't care. We don't care to move into the positive sea. We think that the positive is going to drown us somehow. Or we're not going to reach as many people with the positive. We keep thinking that, hey, if I stay negative, if I stay doing this shit the way that I'm doing it, man, I'm going to win. That's the crazy ideology that we as people have, that we think that we're going to win by staying negative. You know, I myself could have got robbed last week for a PlayStation 5 and a fucking iPhone. This is something that I've been wanting to get my hands on, but it's been out of stock. But my store carries it, and I was getting ready to get it. You know, I want it. But I almost lost my life behind this technology, behind some fucking great graphics and some fucking video games. I almost lost my life behind that shit. And then in another instant, I was going to pick something up. Pick up a PS5. And the person was so upset and wanted to hang on to this product so badly that he would risk going to jail for life. For life. Never being able to play this shit. That's how dumb this shit is, right? Never being able to play the fucking thing that you are willing to die on. You willing to die for this shit. You know what I mean? You willing to motherfucking fuck up your whole life behind a goddamn PlayStation 5. You know, obviously I'm not the type of person that's just gonna lay down, right? I'm gonna fight back. But I bring this shit to you because, man, it hit home. It hit home for me this week. And I've been holding in the feeling like all week, like feeling like, damn, I gotta really get out here and I really gotta enjoy what the fuck I'm seeing. Whether it be wind blowing through the trees or just how blue the fucking sky is with clouds in it. I really have to enjoy what it is that I'm seeing. I gotta slow down and smell the fucking roses. Because in a blink of an eye, just that quick, I could have been out of here. And I wouldn't be doing this show with you, listener. Pick the phone up. Call the person that you haven't spoke to in a minute. Get out of the sea of negativity. Call that person. Tell them you fucking love them. Because in a blink of an eye, in a blink of an eye, that's it. You don't get to go back and tell them, hey, I'm sorry. Hey, I want to fix things. You don't get a chance to do that, listener. So, yes, this episode 5, season 6, see your negativity. It's a little bit more real for me. Just because of what took place. And I was lucky. I was lucky. There's somebody out there that didn't make it home. There's somebody out there that didn't wake up after that beat down. There's somebody out there that their whole life was fucked up because of a robbery. They might not even be able to walk straight, shit straight, eat straight, see straight, just because of the sea of negativity. We talk about the guns. We talk about the sex and everything that's rising to the top. We talk about all of it. But yeah, it got that close to me. And if it can get that close to me, who gives a fuck if it's you, your sister, your brother, your mama, your daughter, anybody can get it. It doesn't matter anymore. And it's our job, listener, to change how we think. We are in a sea of negativity and we live in it. We are swimming in it. And we're not willing to change, which means that the shit won't stop. It's going to keep going to the top. The shit won't stop. So I know I got a little heavy-handed on this episode. I know I got a little deep on this episode. I know. But if you know anything about me, when shit gets to me, I have to let it off. You know, and this week, that got to me. That got to me. Because I woke up the next day feeling like I was in a fucking dream. Feeling like, okay, what if I was in, you know, I'm going to take a turn real quick. So what if I was in a lucid dream? And what took place that, you know, somebody killed me. I was in a lucid dream. And what I was seeing wasn't real. I know. I got to turn the TV off. But that's real shit. The next day when I drove to work, I started to slow down. Everything was in slow mo. I started looking around at shit, noticing birds chirping and flying by me. I started to notice shit that I had noticed before all of this happened. And listen, this ain't the first time I done got my life threatened or somebody done threatened my life. This ain't the first time, right? I don't know why this time it stuck. It hit me. I laughed about it when telling the story back. I was like, yeah, this shit happened. This really happened. And I'm laughing. And I'm like, wow. But it wasn't until I slept on it and woke up the next day that I really start to think, wow, I could have not been here. I could have been done with all behind some fucking video games. We are killing each other over this dumbest shit. Over the dumbest shit. It's a whole lot of shit that is coming to the top. It's a whole lot of things that are happening that are coming to the top that, you know, attitudes are flaring. People are going through it. And I'm not taking none of that shit for granted. Not at all. I know people are going through it. I'm going through it. I'm not finna threaten nobody's life. I'm not finna take their last breath. I don't have that power. I'm not God. Even though I want to say that I am a God, but but I'm not God. I don't have that power. And you don't neither, listener. But it's real out here, man. Like, I put myself in situations and I think back on the situations and I think, wow, I don't know how I came through that situation. I did, but I don't know how I came through that situation. I'm lucky to be alive. And this one just hit me enough to where the sea of negativity and with me almost losing my life just hit me a little different this week, listener. It hit me a little different. Thanks for listening. Listener, oh man. I know this episode, like I said, was heavy-handed. I know I was, you know, I talked about what happened to me this week personally. And I know it was a little heavy. You know, it wasn't a whole lot of jokes. It wasn't a whole lot of laughter in this one. And listen, I really, from the bottom of my heart, I really appreciate every last one of you guys listening. I appreciate you guys for subscribing. I appreciate you guys for building up the show to make it better, bigger and better, and getting more eyes on it. I really appreciate that. From the bottom of my heart, I really do. And I know that's probably going to go over people's heads. They're probably going to be like, so, but but I got to point it out. You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate all the support that I'm getting with Weird as well. I mean, just remember that's out there as Weird. That's out there as well, I should say. Weirdclothing.co is the website. So if you want to support an anti-bullying clothing line, please do. Please do. But real talk, man, before I get up out of here, before I just cut this show short here, please pick the phone up, hit somebody with a text message. I don't give a damn what it is. Let that person know that you love them and you care about them. And just check on them. Make sure they're mentally okay. Just check on them. That's all you got to do. Real simple. Giving everybody a simple assignment this week. Go check on your loved ones. Make sure that they're okay. That's it. I'm sure your ears thank your brain later. Inconsistently consistent. I'm out.